New Orleans is always a go-to spot for U.S. tourists, but the city is now looking abroad at a wealth of visitors who want to spend more time and money. Kim Pritz, Senior Vice President of Tourism, New Orleans Convention and Tourism Bureau.
You know, China has been on our radar for about 6 years. Probably we were behind the curve. We didn't want to put a lot of money into China yet. You know, 6 years ago we were kind of dabbling in it, we were exploring it.
The Bureau is now spending 30% of its annual budget to lure the growing Chinese middle class. Stevie Garcia, head of New Orleans Custom Tours, is a key link in making Chinese guests feel at home in New Orleans. New Orleans just signed a contract with a Chinese tourist company, and Garcia spends a lot of time with tour groups coming from Beijing, Shanghai, and elsewhere.
One of the new big things is feeling special. You can do whatever you want here. Architecture, obviously the birthplace of jazz, live jazz is really popular. You have the food, you know, I mean, we have some of the greatest food in the world. We always compete with New York City for food, and they've got, you know, 15 times more people than we do.
It's not just the nightlife, shopping, food, and of course, Bourbon Street. There's a lot to see once tourists get out of the city. They can go on swamp tours and see alligators, turtles, and bald eagles. One thing Chinese tourists love, according to Garcia, is New Orleans staple, Mardi Gras-themed parties. City leaders, including Kim Pritz, say they are building a foundation to attract Chinese tourists who come to the U.S. to visit New York, Washington, D.C., or San Francisco.
We're secondary, we understand that, but when you're in the United States and you're close enough to New Orleans, pop over, because it's going to be the best 2 days of your life.
Over the past decade, Chinese visitors to the United States have grown nearly tenfold from 320,000 arrivals in 2006 to over 3 million in 2016, which was designated as the China-U.S. Tourism Year. California currently attracts 45.5% of all Chinese visitors, the highest percentage of any U.S. state. During his meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday, tourism is one of the sectors mentioned by Chinese President Xi Jinping to promote people-to-people exchanges. For CRI, I'm Xie Chen.